You gotta let you sit down for this one tonight. Notice what the Bible said, the psalmist David, and he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Now, David just says, in case you didn't get that the first time around, I'm going to repeat myself. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Now, some folk have a problem with that verse. I personally don't have a problem with it. I believe that there's a God in heaven that can and will heal all manner of diseases. You believe that tonight? I believe that there is a God who controls man's affairs. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were just reiterating this, that they had had an MRI done like on a Friday, and they were going to do surgery on a Monday, and a group of folks started praying, and when Monday came, they did another MRI, and the tumor was completely gone. Now, God is able to heal. If you believe this book, he said, now watch this. How many of you believe that God forgives all our iniquities? If you ask God to forgive you of all your sin, do you believe he forgives you all of it? Or he says, no, wait a minute, I'm going to hold one or two of them back. He forgives all of them, doesn't he? Now, in that same verse, if God can forgive all our iniquities, he says in the same verse, who healeth all our diseases. Amen. Now, I'm getting off on the subject here just a bit, but I think sometime some of the diseases we have are of our own doing. Let's just be right down honest with you, amen? Let's use the example here tonight. I enjoy hog meat, amen? I make no bones about it. I had bacon this morning, praise God. I like the thick slice. Frank, if you ever have a hog that, you know, y'all need to get rid of, just call me up, amen? But I enjoy, and I remember Brother Gary, we used to talk about, and this lady sitting on the front row, she knows I love good homemade sausage. I mean, praise the Lord, when they kill a hog, Jimmy, or whoever, I'm not sure, whoever, but praise God, that is some fine sausage. I love it. But I also, now, personally, I have not had a trouble yet, but now my wife does. She can eat a piece of country ham, and her blood pressure will shoot up. And you see what I'm saying is that some of our diseases are of our own doings, you know. And God told us the things we ought to eat and the things we ought not to eat. But we're getting off on that. But I'm saying this, God can heal of all diseases. Amen. How many of you have watched that program, The Biggest Loser? Raise your hand. You've seen that on there? They'll bring people in who's diabetic. And after losing weight, they'll say, you're cured of diabetes. Amen. Well, you see, my friend, I believe this. God can heal of all diseases. Is it his will to do so every time? No. No, it's not. But I believe he can if he wants to. Amen. All right, read on. And he said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Oh. And he said, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He'll not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He that hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is as high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Boy, I'm glad I serve a merciful God. If God is not a merciful God, we'd all end up in hell tonight with a back broke. Say amen. We deserve hell. We deserve to spend eternity in hell. But because of the mercy of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, mercy, we didn't get what we deserve. Nobody in here got what we deserve. We deserve hell. But God is rich in mercy. Now watch it. In verse 12, if you don't have that verse marked in your Bible, you ought to. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Now I ask you a question tonight. Why didn't he say as far as the north is from the south? You're right. You can measure the north to the south, but you cannot measure the east from the west. You start going in the east, and guess what, friend? You can't measure from the east to the west, because if you started out going east around this world, you'd end up in the same point you began. And God said that our iniquities, our transgressions, he has removed them as far as the east is from the west. He said they're in the depths of the sea. He said, I'll never remember them again. What a blessing. Now, notice something there as we've read, and we'll stop off reading. But notice in verse number 2. And David said, bless the Lord. Boy, I tell you what, we need to have a little bit more praise in the Lord in our services. Say amen. Amen. I mean, I want you to do something with me. Now, I'm not trying to be fanatical. Please don't. But, you know, we as Baptists sometimes, we are afraid to raise a hand up. You know, it's like we're getting about that high, and it's like, I don't want to go no higher than that because somebody might think I'm a nut. But you know what? It'd be good if we just get to the point of saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. You know, the Bible says something about lifting up holy hands. Amen? Would you do this with me one time? Would you just take both of these hands, put your Bible down your lap somewhere, and would you just do this with me one time? It won't hurt, I guarantee you, it won't hurt. And just say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Y'all not doing it. Say it out loud. Come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Now you break the ice. Come on, one more time. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Friend, the Bible says God delights in the praise of his people. There's nothing wrong. Now listen, the charismatics and the Pentecostals, they have conned us into believing there's something wrong with lifting up a hand toward heaven. Honey, I got news for you tonight. I'd rather have folk lift a hand toward heaven and praise the Lord than sit there like a knot on a log, amen. Not everybody's cut out of the same piece of cloth. I know that. But when the Spirit of God moves on you, and it's no harm to say, bless the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, bless his holy name. God inhabits the praise of his people. God wants his people to praise him. Amen. When you was growing up, didn't you enjoy your parents or to brag on you? Amen. I tell you what, when I'd come back into town my daddy, he'd brag. He'd say, that's my son, he's a preacher. He'd go around and tell everybody, and he was proud of his boy. Well, friend, we ought to be proud of what God's done. We ought to say, bless the Lord, hallelujah, oh, glory to his name. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Get over it, honey. I mean, listen, let's just get over and don't think that we're trying to be Pentecostal or charismatic. We're trying to be Bible, amen. David said, bless the Lord. Now watch it. Verse 2. Here's what I'm going to preach about tonight. You got a pen and paper, you can write them down. Forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. What are the benefits of salvation? You see, everybody likes to look for benefits when they apply for a job. I mean, there's sometimes I've worked secular work before, and I've sat down with them before, and they'd say, well, you know, here's what the job pays, but here's the benefits that go along with it. We got health insurance, we got dental insurance, we got old age insurance, we got disability insurance, we got a 401k, and we got discount. We can get you a Sam's car or whatever. And you say, man, I like them benefits that go along with it. You say, I don't maybe make a whole lot, but the benefits, boy, they outweigh the salary. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen? Do they have good benefits at Walmart? Amen. So, yeah. I've never worked UPS, but I hear that UPS, you can't beat their insurance. That's what I hear. That's a benefit. Praise God. Amen. I don't know. Does Energizer, do the bunny have good benefits? Got good benefits. Well, honey, I got news for you. God's got better benefits than... Does Joanne's house cleaning... Not a single thing. You see, my friend, if we looked at it tonight, we'd have to say, there are some things that go along with salvation. Salvation's great. Salvation's good. And we could stop right there and shout it out and say, bless the Lord. But David said, wait a minute, bless the Lord, but I got news for you. There's some benefits that go along with getting saved. I'm glad. Number one, what are some of them benefits? Number one, I've got a home in heaven. John 14, Jesus said, that let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, honey, I still like the old King James, the way it reads. Some of this new junk, it'll say, in my Father's house are many rooms. I like the fact that, hallelujah, he's got a mansion ready for this old boy. I don't want a cabin in glory. I want something better than what I got down here. Say amen. And I've got a home in heaven, a home that don't need to be repaired, a home that won't need to be painted, a home that you don't have to lock the doors, a home that you don't have to worry about the floor falling in, where termites won't undermine its foundation, that fire won't destroy it, floods can't harm it. Thank God it's founded on the Rock of Ages. I've got a home in the celestial city of God. That's a benefit of being saved. That's a home. Oh, there's no place like home. Thank God. We got, Brenda and I, we went on that trip, and thank God I told some folk, and I'll be honest, I'm just, you know, y'all say, boy, y'all must be wealthy. Bill, no, we just got some good connections. We was able to get our hotel room for $39 a night. Say amen right there. And on top of that, they fed us two meals a day in the hotel. Say amen. You say, how'd you do that? I can't tell you. Amen. But we had a friend of a friend. Amen. And it didn't cost us hardly nothing. That's a benefit. But you know something? I guarantee you, and I never understood this until I got older. But you know something? We stayed in a couple of really nice places. But I got news for you. There's no place that sleeps like your own bed. Say amen. And when my wife got back home, she said, I am so glad to be back in my own bed. Say amen. You know why? She that one up yonder, it was like, it was, one of them was like the top of that pulpit, right? Hard as a rock. I'm serious, son. You could drop a quarter on it, it wouldn't bounce. It just lay right there. Amen. And she said, I'm glad to be back. Listen, there's no place like home. And thank God we've got a home in heaven reserved for the saints of God. Though I don't know, and I'm not trying to play on your emotions. I was riding down the road the other day, and God just, even though I got an hour drive down here, I get along with the Lord and I talk with him and he talks with me and we have a good hallelujah shouting time sometime. But I was riding along and I don't know, I just got thinking about that home on the other side and I just said, you know, Daddy, I miss you, and Mama, I miss you, and Brian, I miss you. One day I'll see you. Thank God the family circle will be put back together. I'm not ready to go tonight, but I've got a home in heaven reserved for me. Amen. Number two, what else is the benefit? Fellowship with other believers. I'm glad God gave us some good company. Amen. Boy, I'm glad to have good Christian friends, aren't you? Bible is filled with one another's. You don't have to write them on down, but Colossians 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, wherefore comfort one another. Hebrews 3:13 says, but exhort one another daily. And Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider one another and provoke unto love and good works. He said that we ought to love one another. And Hebrews 10:25 says, not to forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another. Friend, I got news for you. I'm glad that God saved me. I'm glad I got a home in heaven. But I'm thankful to have some good Christian friends, good Christian church members, good Christian men and women that'll bear your load and carry you along. Wouldn't this life be miserable without some good company? Amen. Thank God for that. What else is a benefit? Number three, I've got peace of God. Romans 5:1 says, there is now no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm glad to tell you, I might get tired sometime, and I do. Here lately, ain't no ticker problem, but I don't know, Brother James, I don't know what it is. I guess it's that thing called AGE catching up. I don't know. I used to could go all day long, and I still try to do it. Some of you have said, you know, y'all a little worried on me. Well, praise God, I just like to run wide open. Amen. I'm not trying to I ain't patting myself on the back or nothing, but I mean, listen, me and Brother Harry and Lewis, we's over here about all day Friday, and Friday I got home, jumped in the shower, got dressed, and took off to a meeting, and was in Greensboro Friday night, got home about 11 o'clock or better, and then up yesterday morning, back down here, and we finished them floors up, and I got home, worked on the lawnmower, put a starter on it, jumped on it, mowed the grass and weed-eated and trimmed up, and then praise God, you know, got a little something to eat and started studying a little bit. My wife called me and said, Becca's not feeling good. We may have to take her to the hospital. 11:30 last night, I done got in the truck. We was headed down to Chapel Hill, and she called and said, I'm feeling better. Turn around, come back. And listen, I like to go, amen. I like to go. And friend, when I lay down at night, I might be tired, but one thing is for certain, I'm not worried if I'm going to wake up in hell. Hallelujah. I've got the peace of God that passes all understanding. I ain't worried about it. Amen. And friend, listen, if you lay me out down here, y'all come by and look at me. I don't want that no way. But I got news for you. I'll be at home with Jesus. Don't you worry about this boy. Amen. I've got the peace of God, but then I've got the peace of mind. I've got the peace of mind. As a preacher, I tell you what, folks, we are living in troublesome times. I don't need to tell you that, but we are. And there are folk today, listen, Isaiah 26:3, if you don't know that verse, you better learn that verse. You better quote that verse. You'd better study that verse out. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You know what that verse means? When everything else is falling apart, you can go to Isaiah 26:3 and say, Lord, I anchor myself right there. I tell you what, I've read in this book that the Bible said that in the last days, man's hearts will be failing him for fear. You realize today that their folk today, they don't have the peace that passes all understanding. They'll go to bed worrying. They'll go to bed wondering how they're going to make it. Honey, I got news for you. If you've got God and you've got the peace with God, you'll have the peace of God. I'm not going to tell you, you may not have some hard times. We may have to buckle down, praise God, and plant a bigger garden next year. Say amen right there. Goalie and Brawley would say we need some help, and we would. But honey, I got news for you. You may have to eat squash 3 meals a day and pinto beans. But I got news for you. The Bible said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or see. You know, we have been spoiled. Let's be honest about it, isn't we? We've been spoiled. Say amen. I mean, I don't know about you. I get in a vehicle and go down to the grocery store and buy whatever. Now listen, we don't eat high on the hog. We don't go out and buy ribeye steaks every now and then, but not all the time, amen, when they go on sale. So, but what I'm saying is this, we've gotten spoiled, haven't we? You go out yonder where them Navajo Indians are, and you take them a $40 food basket about this big around. It's got lard and flour, and it's got salt and stuff in it. I mean, listen, we take for granted back here. You take that $40 basket, honey, they think they just won the lottery. I mean, they'll hug your neck. They'll thank you for that. You know why? Because they don't have anything. And here we are. We can go to the grocery store and get whatever we want. Listen, what I'm saying to you is this. We have the peace of mind. And that comes by knowing the Lord still in control. Number 5. We've got an interceding Christ. Now, these are just some things God gave me, and if he didn't give them to you, then that's all right, but he gave me these. John 17:9 says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. The Lord Jesus said, I'm a praying for you. Sister Rita, God's praying for you. Lord Jesus praying for you. Miss Wanda, the Lord Jesus is praying for you. Brother Brawley, the Lord Jesus prays for you. Brother James, Jesus is praying for you. And Frank, he's praying for you. And Renee's praying for you. He's praying for me. Thank God for that. Amen. Amen. I've got an interceding Christ. I mean, I believe on a daily basis, whether or not I pray, he is praying for me. He knows exactly what I'm going through. And then number 6. I've got the promise of a glorified body. Boy, I tell you what. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 8, this is what Paul said. He said, for we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. Can I tell y'all something? I love y'all. I really do. I love you to death. I'm enjoying preaching more now than I have ever since I've been called. I go to some of these meetings sometimes, and all these other preachers, all they can do is gripe and complain and fuss about. I was at one not long ago, and a fellow stood up and he said, well, me and my wife, we're leaving the church. I don't want to be around a bunch of people who don't want to do anything for God, and et cetera, et cetera. And I just sat there and I thought, I'm glad to be where I'm at. But I look around. I don't know if y'all noticed, but we're getting older. We're getting older together. I'll be here 9. Can y'all believe y'all put up with me for 9 years? 9 years. Don't it seem like just yesterday, Brother James? Y'all remember, I know Brawley was here the first time I come. I think y'all was on vacation or something. But I remember Sister Joanne, 9 years ago, I come in May. And Brother Jimmy asked me to come and just preach, fill in a little bit. And I remember standing out there on that porch and Brawley down here. Said something to him about would you come back and preach again. And that thing led to another. And y'all wanted me to come. That's 9 years ago. And I've enjoyed it, but I look across. And I see some faces that are not here with us. some that were here 9 years ago, they're no longer with us. And that saddens my heart. You know why? Because as we're here long enough, we have to say goodbye to some dear, dear people. But I got news for you. We know that if this old body is dissolved, if the skin worms destroy it, thank God we've got a building eternal in the heavens, a glorified body that won't need no rest. We'll be able to eat what we want. Say amen right there. Praise God, I'll sit down with a whole dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts and not let up till they're all gone. Amen. I about to do that now, but amen. I won't have to worry about blood sugars. I won't have to worry about taking high blood pressure medicine. I won't have to worry about taking, I can hit my head and I'll bleed like a stuck hog because I take a medicine to help my joints and y'all, I'm just bearing my soul, but I go to bed sometime at night and I hurt. I mean, my joints hurt, my feet hurt, my ankles hurt, and they got me on this medicine that helps the joints and stuff. And I got a doctor bag at home of medicine and cholesterol medicine and stuff like that. And I thank God. I'm glad to tell you that as this old body is dissolved one day, thank God I won't have no medicine to take, won't have no shots to take, won't have no high blood pressure, won't have no stroke, won't have no heart attacks. Hey, man, I've got a glorified body that won't have to worry anymore. What a blessing. That's a benefit. That's a benefit. But then also, number 7, I got abundant life. John 10:10 said, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. Now listen to me. Salvation's one thing. Praise God for that. But he said, I am come they might have life, but not just ordinary life, not just regular life, not just existing life. I'm come that they might have abundant life. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but praise God, I like abundant living. What do you mean? I like it when the juice starts a flowing and the presence of God is real and there's something genuine about this journey. Amen. I don't like anything dead ought to be buried. Say amen right there. Amen. Praise God. Tell you a quick story. You know, I told you this morning, and we had lunch today, and my two kids, they were saying, well, Daddy, I thought you was going to tell a story about this and about you forgetting that, about you doing this, and they had a whole bunch of stories they could tell you about me being forgetful. But can I tell you one that just happened real recently? I had a couple of fish, and I put them, I wasn't going to clean them. I just going to throw them away. I put them in a trash bag and put them in the back of my truck. And Joanne, I was going to throw them away in the dumpster. That was like 4 days ago. And I come in the other night and I went, boy, something is sure to smell. Praise God. And some raccoon had done crawled, I guess it was a raccoon, crawled up and ripped the bag open, got the fish out. I guess they ate them, but he left that bag in the back of my truck. Son, I want to tell you something. I had to clean that before I could drive it. Amen. What am I saying to you? I'm saying is this, is that when there is joy in the journey, and we're not just existing, we're not just holding on. Thank God, there ought to be a little bit of happiness along the way. There ought to be a little bit of joy along the way. There ought to be a little excitement along the way. God said, I give you life, but I don't just give you regular life. I give you abundant life. Hey. Hey. When I think of the reason why I told you that fish story, I'll try to remember, but I forgot anyway. Last of all, what's the benefit? David said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all their diseases, and he said, don't forget all of his benefits. tell you one last one and we'll be done. I got a benefit that I serve one that holds tomorrow in his hands. Psalmist said, Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't take this as though I was not uncaring or unsympathetic. But at 6:30 the other morning when my wife called and told me she was on her way to the hospital, she was a 4-hour drive away from me. I couldn't get to her if I needed to right then, but I really didn't need to. My daughter asked me later, she said, were you ready to take off and go down to the hospital where mom was? I said, well, honey, to be honest with you, I had my clock set for 7, I think. I just went on back to sleep, woke up, got up at 7 o'clock. You see, I just wasn't worried. And you might say, well, preacher, that just seemed like you was uncaring. No, I wasn't uncaring. But you see, I served one that he's got tomorrow already taken care of. He took care of my yesterday, and he'll take care of my today, and he'll take care of my tomorrow. God knew in eternity past what this day would hold. He knew in eternity past that last Monday morning I'd get a phone call at 7:30, a little later than that, and said, Dixie passed away at 7:30. The family wants to know, would you preach her funeral? I said, I'd be honored to. See, eternity past. God knew in eternity past that 3 weeks ago when he burned my heart to drive to Kindred Hospital in Greensboro and walk in and see that lady laying in the bed there, to tell her the wondrous story of a Savior who came from glory and lead her to Christ. And what a blessing it was to be able to preach her funeral knowing that she was with the Lord. Amen. Amen. God knew in eternity past that when we prayed for Harold Connell and put his name on our prayer list, God knew in eternity past that Monday that Brother Keith and I would go by his house and I'd be able to lead him to the Lord in 4 weeks to the day I'd preach his funeral. God knew that in eternity past. God knows what tomorrow holds for you. Amen. Don't sit at home tonight, wring your hands, worry. Lord, I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. That's none of my business what tomorrow holds, because he's got tomorrow already mapped out for me. Amen. I thank God for that. Boy, I'm glad nothing catches him by surprise. You see, in eternity past, God knew that a phone call would be made last Thursday morning at 6:30, and it would say, we're on our way to the hospital. God knew. God knew in eternity past what would happen to you tomorrow. Amen. And that's a benefit. Oh, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't see,